come. I'm always intrigued when talking heads rush to comfort their viewers with news that the economy is bouncing back because, for that day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average may be performing well. The Dow is an average of the stock gains and losses of 30 major companies. 30. Do you know some of the 30 companies? Well, you may not know you know, but here are a few. American International Group, otherwise known as AIG, GM, and Citigroup Incorporated. The Dow Jones is a snapshot of a tiny fraction of the national economy, but even so, its rises and falling doesn't speak of the larger economic state. By any reliable measure, the U.S. economy is not growing, but contracting. The jobless rate has recently climbed to the highest level since 1983, and already, this recession is expected to be the longest in 70 years. Some 5 to 6 million people are out of work, and many more have simply stopped looking. If one looks around the world for countries with positive growth rates, two emerge, and neither are in the West, China and India. Now, this is not to say that they're not facing serious economic, social, and political challenges. China's economy, driven largely by exports to the U.S., has dropped by half. Yet internal economic activity and other export production may boost growth to 6% in 2009. Most of Europe, like the U.S., is looking at contraction, not growth. Before the most recent G20 economic summit, when a subdued group met in Davos 2009, Russia's Premier Vladimir Putin lectured those present and, more ominously, called for an end to the present reserve currency system, or the U.S. dollar. Putin said, "Excessive dependence on a single reserve currency is dangerous for the global economy. Consequently, it would be sensible to encourage the objective process of creating several strong reserve currencies in the future." The reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, is used both as a tool to trade in commodities such as crude oil and an investment in itself such as a treasury bill. Both usages send hundreds of billions of bucks into American treasuries. To cut that off could spell an unprecedented fall in the value of the U.S. dollar and send the American economy spiraling downward. Today, as one of the world's biggest buyers on U.S. treasury bills, China is in a powerful position. The U.S. needs China far more than China needs the U.S. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.